If you know me well, then you'll understand me when I say that when I'm frowning, I'm thinking. Over the last year or two, we've seen truly profound change. Not just the changes that are being driven by new technologies or automation or AI, not just changes in what consumers and shareholders expect from business, but also quite profound political and societal changes in many countries. From where I sit, here in New York today, strategic decision-making appears to be harder than ever. With just 5 weeks to go until the end of the decade, I've been reflecting on what I've learned from the work I've been doing and the conversations I've been having with both friends and clients around the world. This includes the United States, the UK, Australia, China, Israel, France, Norway, Pacific Islands, the Middle East, Latin America. So the input data, if you like, is pretty broad. Suffice it to say that I've spent a lot of time frowning over the last 18 months. In fact, I've lost so much hair that I think I'm now using toothpaste faster than shampoo. Anyway, more seriously, these changes are playing out as we face some truly massive challenges. The once-in-a-century rebuilding of the entire energy value chain, a huge shift in culture, and yet a massive opportunity for long-term investors. The fourth great industrial revolution, which I call the robot revolution, which will drive profound and probably irreversible shifts in employment opportunities and employment patterns for the next 30 to 50 years. The robot revolution goes hand in glove, of course, with the rise of artificial intelligence and the automation of decision-making, a world in which more and more data is gathered and more choices are made for us by machines. And that, in turn, highlights the importance of consumers' rights in relation to their data, who has access to it, and what that data can be used for, and how all of the regime around data is governed. And then everywhere you look, we have growing environmental pressures, from water shortages to crop failures to extreme bushfires to huge floods to mass fish die-offs in one of the world's largest river systems. So it struck me that almost every decision maker I've worked with is grappling with these five issues: energy, automation, AI, data and sustainability, no matter what business they are in. Meanwhile, they are almost all trying to make significant decisions for their businesses, and the choices are, firstly, whether they should focus on what is often a lower growth home market, or whether they need to invest to capture some of the inexorable growth that is coming in China and the rest of Asia, or how much they should put an emphasis on third wave, longer term strategic growth initiatives versus tending to their legacy business, which is where most of the money is made today. And thirdly, how much should they emphasize investing in technology and automation and analytics versus improving the quality of service and the level of human interaction they have day to day with their customers? And even if they figured out answers to these three big questions, how can they make sure that their teams and their boards and their shareholders remain focused on the longer term prize that is achievable when there is so much short term distraction? The good news is that I have seen time and time again that with the right perspective, the right framing of the problem, the right data, the right choices are almost always pretty clear. The bad news is that I have also seen time and time again that the short-term actions needed to deliver long-term success get disrupted by day-to-day noise and distractions. You might imagine that there is nothing worse for me personally in business than hearing someone say, "Nigel, you were right. I wish we had followed your advice." Conversely, there's nothing better in business for me than seeing my clients and my partners and collaborators and team succeed by taking the right short-term steps that lead to long-term success. So I thought I'd finish with a story. 5 years ago, Pottinger was hired by Australian Ethical, one of the world's longest established ethical investment managers, to provide input on the company's strategy and to give a perspective on Australian Ethical's valuation. At the time, its share price was about 35 cents. Without breaking any confidences, I can happily say that our strong view at the time was that the company had exactly the right long-term focus, that at the time it was clearly undervalued, and that its share price should increase dramatically if it delivered on its plans. And that every year that the company continued to deliver on those plans would add further to that value. Our main input at the time was that the company should ideally try to find ways to invest harder and faster in its long-term strategy. Today, the shares are trading at above $3.50, 10 times where they were just 5 years ago. 10 times. To put that in context, that's twice the growth of Amazon shares over that period, three times the growth of Microsoft stock, four times the growth of Facebook and Google, and nearly five times Apple's share price growth over that same period. The moral of this really wonderful story: the right short-term actions, often requiring only relatively modest short-term investment, if they are driven by long-term thinking and you can let time leverage that investment rather than debt, can deliver truly phenomenal results. So as 2019 heads to a close, I'd love to chat about how we might be able to help you and the businesses that you're involved with to harness long-term thinking as a way to cut through all the noise, to focus your team's energy, and to build the confidence needed to invest for the long term in what is a relentlessly short-term world. Thank you very much for listening, and I very much look forward to speaking with you soon.